姐妹们平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
十二月啊，是一个很欢欣的月份。
December is a very happy month.
对大多数基督徒而言，十二月是庆祝圣诞节的季节。
For most Christians, December is the season to celebrate Christmas.
我说多数啊。是因为有些基督徒并不过圣诞节。
Here I say most because some of the Christians don't celebrate Christmas.
因为他们认为这是罗马帝国以基督教为国教之后，从罗马的农神节以及波斯的太阳神的生日转化而来。
Because they think Christmas originated from the pagan religious holidays such as the Roman Saturnalia and Persian's Mithras birthday.
那并且罗马天主教在其中杂糅了各地许多的文化甚至于是宗教的习俗，所以他们认为本质上所谓的圣诞节乃是一个异教的节日。
Additionally, the Roman Catholic has added the culture, the religious custom to the holiday. Therefore, they think this holiday is a pagan holiday.
那么另外一个原因是什么呢？为什么不是说多数的基督徒不是所有基督徒都在十二月庆祝圣诞节呢？因为在一些东正教的地区，他们是在一月七号来过圣诞节，而不是在十二月二十五号。
Another reason is in Eastern Orthodox countries such as Russian, and they celebrate Christmas in January 7th.
所以并不是所有的称为基督徒的人都会在12月25号庆祝圣诞节。
Therefore, not all the Christians who celebrate Christmas on December 25th.
那我想要向大家强调两件跟圣诞节有关的事情。
I would like to stress two things related to Christmas celebration.
第一个呢，就是我们无法确知主耶稣基督的生日究竟是哪一天。
One is we are not sure exactly which day is the birthday of Jesus Christ.
因为圣经它本身并没有来清楚的记载。
Because the Bible doesn't record it clearly.
但是我们可以确定的是那一天绝对不会是12月25号。
But we are pretty sure that it shouldn't be December 25th.
因为在那个日子就在那一天在伯利恒的野地里还有牧羊人在看守羊群。
Because on that day there was shepherds take care of their sheep in the wilderness.
那在这个以色列在中东呢，十二月的时候是非常寒冷又多雨的季节，如果三更半夜在野外放牧羊群一定冷个半死。
We know that in December in Israel it is very cold and usually with lots of rains, so take care of the sheep in the night outside would make them to be frozen to death.
那但是我们可以强调的就是无论主耶稣基督的生日是在哪一天，他的道成肉身降世为人是一件无可否认无可辩论的事实。
But no matter which day is the birthday of Jesus Christ, his birth is an inarguable historical fact.
那么第二件我要向大家强调的事情，就是我们的教会选择庆祝圣诞节有两个理由。
Second, I want to say our church decided to celebrate Christmas for two reasons.
第一个呢，我们要向我们周遭的人们向社区来澄清，圣诞节的主角或主角绝对不是圣诞老人，不是圣诞树，不是圣诞节的灯饰，而是主耶稣基督。
First, we want to clarify to the whole world, to the society, that the main character of Christmas is not a Santa Claus, not a Christmas tree, not the Christmas decorations, but the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第二个我们要来这个庆祝圣诞节的理由是因为在这一天呢愿意来到教会的朋友有不少我们特别在这个时候来加紧向他们传福音
The second reason is usually there are many friends coming to the church on this day so we need to take the advantage of this time to preach the gospel to them
这些人平时几乎不来教会。
Usually, on usual days, they don't come to the church.
而这一天呢，他们不仅会来，而且通常心会特别柔软，所以在一年当中，这一天就成为我们很好的一个传福音、布道、领人归主的机会。
But on Christmas day, they usually will come and with a very gentle heart.So this is a good opportunity to talk about, to preach the good news to them.
所以呢，我今天就要来跟大家来根据刚才我们所读的《路加福音》二章一到七节，来谈谈在客店里没有地方这个题目。
So today, we will based on the passages which I read, Luke chapter 2 verses 1 through 7. Based on this passage, we're going to talk about the information titled,There is no room in the inn.
我要在这里向我们说英语的弟兄姐妹们先道歉。
I want you to say sorry to those who speak English.
因为呢，这个我一直到昨天才想起来，这个我们今天的主日礼拜是双语的，所以我昨天又比较忙，所以就没有时间来完成 PowerPoint 的这个全部的双语的这个 slide。
He said he was just aware of that. Today's celebration, today's Sunday worship is a bilingual, and he didn't have time to put all the English translation on the slides.
So please forgive. OK, 所以我们要来看的就是说在客店里没有让主耶稣住宿的地方。
So from the past we see there was no room for the Lord Jesus to be born.
我们在这里看到就是说人的一个共同的心态现实的利益先到先得啊。为什么呢因为人们认为生存本来就是竞争。
From here, we'll see a reality, Whoever comes first will be served first. So that is also the rule of competition, takes effect here.
我们要知道就是说这个沃大维也就是该撒亚古士都或凯撒奥古斯丁呢他这个统治期间呢他有几次来下令做全国性的人口普查
When Augustus Caesar was the emperor there was a few times he sent decrees to taking census of the, in the country
那么在居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候他任内大约就推动了两次
When Quirinus was the governor of Syria there was two censuses
那这个是第一次
This time was the first census
那所有居住在外地的犹太人都必须返回他们的老家去报名上册
All the Jews living outside of their hometown must go back to their hometown to register.
那约瑟跟玛利亚也在这里面。
Joseph and Mary were among these people.
那他们回到他们的家乡伯利恒，可是因为蜂拥而来的犹太人太多了，所以现在有一个很严重的问题。各个旅店各个客栈都客满了
so they all went back to their hometown at almost the same time so there was a problem all the inns were fully occupied and there was no more room available
所以呢这个即使我们从圣经的记载来看到玛利亚这时候身孕已经很重了可是人们已经顾不上了啊，这个只好睁眼不见不愿让位了
So at that time, Mary was expecting a child. But even in this situation, nobody cared for her to give her a room.
那么在自然以及社会当中呢，绝大多数的资源与机会是有限的。
In nature and the society, often the resources are limited.
那么人们为了得到这些资源跟机会，不仅得付出自己的心力，甚至于还得跟其他人或甚至于生物竞争，所以没有人愿意礼让或认输。
So to gain the resources, people have to work very hard to get them, and even more, they have to compete against the other people to get the resources.
你可以看到说在这个 词典里面来解释竞争，竞争是什么呢？他们认为是社会学还有生物学上的基本关系之一啊。
So if we check the word competition, it is said it is one of the basic law in the society, in nature.
那是个体或者甚至于是团队为了最大限度的获取或保有利益而与其他方来对抗，甚至要牺牲他方利益的一种行为。
It is an act of an individual or a team who would like to get the most benefit.At the cost of the other party's benefit.
你可以看到光是在圣经的创世纪里面，我们就看到好几个这样的竞争的例子。
Even in Genesis, the Bible recorded a few examples of the competition.
你可以看到啊，这个亚伯兰跟他的侄子罗德，他们的牧人彼此相争。
It recorded there was a quarreling arose between Abraham's herdsman and Lot's herdsman.
那么我们再看到了，就是说这个拉杰，他就说呢，他跟他的姐姐利亚两个怎么样，大大相争啊，因为都要得雅各的欢心。
Also, Rebecca and her sister would like to gain the favor of their husband. They struggled a lot with each other.
那么我们就看到了在英语里面有一个这个说法叫做 first come first served, 先到的人先被服务啊。
So in English we always say first come first serve.
那在 Facebook 它有一个 marketplace 啊，就脸书上面有一个就是可以卖东西的这个页面呢，它上面常常会有广告说 FCFG, 我一开始搞不懂什么意思啊，后来才知道是 first come first get, 先到先得。
So in the Facebook, the marketplace, you will see the acronym FCFG. So initially, Pastor said he didn't know what did that mean. And he found out it means first come, first gain.
那你再看到我们的这个生活里面，我们自己常常有竞争，哎，很厉害。
So in life, we have struggles or competitions.
你看我们刚刚过了那个感恩节之后是什么？黑色星期五。
So we just celebrated Thanksgiving and we passed the Black Friday.
不知道有多少人干过这种事啊
？I don't know how many went to the Black Friday.
干过这种事的请举手，去抢东西的还有没有
anybody raise your hand、
oh, 那可是咱们中国人也不遑多让嘞。
So Chinese are the same.
中国春运的时候的那个抢票，尤其是以前没有网络啊电话购票的时候，那个很可怕。
The spring travel in China is a crazy thing.
哎呀，你看看大家为了要抢车票啊，不要让别人插队，所以都是把前面人抓得紧紧的。
To get a train ticket, they tried everything to get it for the ticket.
所以大概二十年前有一个这个十一的时候，我到广州去做培训呐、啊。回程的时候要买去香港的火车票，结果就被人家这样子说，我说你在干嘛？
So about 20 years ago, Parker said he, in October 1st, he needs to go back from Guangzhou to Hong Kong for a train ticket. When at the line for a ticket, somebody dragged him out of the line.
Oh, 真的吓死我了。
He was scared.
那么这个自从呢达尔文主义被自由派的政治界与学术界奉为真理之后，社会达尔文主义也甚嚣尘上，是生存竞争、优胜劣败、强者与适者生存等为对社会现象还有历史进程的最高解释原则。
So since the Darwinism, the law of Darwinism has been taken as the truth, such as a struggle for existence or survival of the fittest, the social Darwinists take these rules, these laws, as they are superior laws of the society.
那无怪乎有各种不公平、不公义、不公正、无亲情、无同情、逞私欲的事件层出不穷。
So it's no surprising to see that the things of unfair and justice and righteous disputing to parents.Without love, things like this happen one after the other.
所以人们就更理所当然的要保护自己，要为自己来求得最好的利益了。
So it seems reasonable for each person to protect their own benefit.
那另外一个我们看到就是，这也是人们在道德上的缺失啊，就是自私自利，顾到自己就好，别人死活与我何干呐、啊？
Because of this, from the other side, we will see the lack of morality in the society, selfishness, and the death of the other person is nothing to do with me.
大家所求所想就是自己。
Everybody thinks just him or herself.
我们最爱的就是自己。
The person who loves most is themselves.
I love me.
Yes, 我爱我自己。
啊，你看看，所以这个就是我们人类的共同问题。
This is the problem of the common problem of the human being.
那么我们看，虽然说居里纽啊，他做叙利亚巡抚任内，他推动人口普查。在主耶稣他们的 他肉身的父母亲回伯利恒，这个是他们第一次的普查。虽然他是比较没有经验，在那个时候。
When Quirinius was the governor of Syria, he started the census, although he didn't have experience.
但是呢，其实他们也应当要预见到一些问题，要采取相关的因应措施。
He should expect some problem because of the census and should take some measures for it.
即使没有事先的警觉，等到他们发现这个问题渐渐严重了，也应该赶快的采取对策。
Even they didn't expect the problems, but once the problems came out, they should do something for it.
可是这些官僚显然只顾着自己稳坐高位，对于民间疾苦，他们根本不在乎啊。
However, these government officers only care for a secure position. They didn't care much for the people's life and people's hardship.
所以就算他们看到有孕妇，看到老人家，看到残疾者无处过夜，他们根本无所谓。
Even they see the pregnant person, the senior or disabled person who don't have a place to spend overnight, but they didn't care.
所以这真的是最典型的笑骂由他，好官我自为之。哦，这个很难翻译，算了。
So this is just like a saying.Let them laugh or blame who will. I am a good officer.
那么在主耶稣他所讲好撒玛利亚人的比喻当中，我们看到祭司和利未人面对那被强盗所伤的人却无动于衷。
In the parable Jesus taught, the parable of good Samaritans, Jesus mentioned the priest and the Levites faced a man who was robbed.
那这个在某种程度上就反映出当时的人在道德上的缺失。
The priest and the Levite paid no attention to the robbed person. This shows the person at that time didn't have good morality.
这两类人呢，都是犹太教的所谓的圣职阶级，但他们对于他人的生命毫无体恤。所以主耶稣呢，他就来，我们的主就曾经借着先知来斥责这样的人。
So these two types of people are the clerical classes in Judaism society. So they didn't care anything, pay no attention to people's life and have no compassion to them. So the Lord, the God used Jeremiah, prophet Jeremiah, talked to the Israelites.
主耶稣斥责这些的这个牧养他百姓的人，说你们呐、啊，赶上我的羊群。本来你们是牧养我的羊群，结果你们现在竟然赶上我的羊群，并没有看顾他们。
The Lord Jesus scored the Israelites, saying, "Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not bestowed care on them."
那或许呢，玛利亚。他在主耶稣幼年的时候曾经将当初呢所遇到的客店里没有地方这个事情告诉了主耶稣，结果就触动了主耶稣日后对那些孤苦无依贫穷流离的人群的特别的关注。
So probably Mary has told Jesus when he was a child about his birth story, there was no room in the inn. So this story probably touched the heart of Jesus, who later paid special attention to those who was lonely, who was poor, and no room to live.
那近年来呢，在大陆、台湾、香港等地先后发生多起见死不救的案例。
In recent years, there were a few incidents that happened in Taiwan, the mainland China, and Hong Kong. When a person was dying and nobody even cared to lift a finger to help them.
那尤其是在这个2011年的时候，10月13日在广东佛山发生的小月月事件，最为激起众人的愤怒。
So there was an incident called the Little Yue's incident that happened in October 13th in Foshan, Guangdong, 2011.
这个小月月呢，她被一辆这个应该是叫做面包车给撞倒。
So little Yue was struck by a van.
那
minivan.
这个司机他发现他撞倒人了。他前轮已经压过了小月月的身体了，他想一下，他继续往前开，再用后轮压过他，打算把他给压死算了。
When the driver was aware of the incident, he didn't stop but continued and then let the rear wheels run over the girl and intended to kill the girl.
然后之后又有一辆这个小卡车呢，又碾过这个孩子。
Followed that van, a pickup truck also ran over the body.
总共有18个路人在这个中间走过这个地方，看到小月月在那边做垂死的挣扎，没有人出手相救，没有人报警。
After the incident, there were 18 passing by people, pedestrians passing the site, and nobody did anything.
这个就是怎么样？大家都是个人自扫门前雪，为不管他人瓦上霜啊。
So this shows that everybody cares only their own business and nothing else for others.
那圣经对我们有什么教导？
What about the teaching in the Bible?
在生命记第22章，我们看到就吩咐说，如果我们看到我们的邻居、我们的同胞、他们的牛啊、羊啊，甚至于现在我们说狗啊、猫啊走失了，我们不可以当作没看见。
So the Bible says, when you see a donkey or cow, even today's a cattle or a dog or
a cat,
you shouldn't pretend you don't see it.
你要设法把它带回到它的主人那一边。
Try to bring these animals back to their owners.
那箴言32章7节讲得很清楚，你手若有行善的力量，不可推迟，就当向那应得的人施行。
Proverbs 3:27 says, Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act.
所以圣经非常强调我们要去帮助那些有需要的人。
So the Bible says clearly we should help those who are in need.
主耶稣他说，当我们去帮助那些有需要的人时候，也许只是给他一杯凉水，主耶稣说，你们做这些事情就是坐在我身上。
So the Lord Jesus said you should help those who are in need. Even you give a cup of water to them, When you do it, you do it for me.
那么使徒保罗他就特别强调，圣徒缺乏要帮补课，要一味的款待。
The Apostle Paul also said, "Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality."
啊，我们要乐意接待远人。
We need to, be hospitable to strangers.
那无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
No one should seek their own good, but the good of others.
这显然是跟我们人的本性相反的。
So this is, against our natural desire.
那希伯来书更强调说，不可用不可忘记用爱心接待客旅。
In Hebrews it says, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers."
圣经在这里说，也许这个陌生人是神派来的天使，为了要试验我们的。
For by doing so, some people may have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it.
那我们现在要来看的就是，我们人心里面，我们人自己的心里面，是否也没有容下主的地方啊？
Now let's take a look. In our heart, do we have room for the Lord?
因为我们刚才看的是客栈里没有让主耶稣住的地方，现在我们的人心呢？
We just talked about there was no room in the inn. How about our hearts?
首先我们看到我们的心已经被成见占领了。
So first, we would see our hearts has already been preoccupied by the preconceived ideas.
你看这个成见，我们把它释放的特别大，因为我们成见总是很大。
So we see preconceived with ideas are always really big.
那这些成见包括了什么呢？
What are these preconceived ideas?
第一个，基督教是洋教。
One is that Christianity is a foreign religion.
我在信主之前就认为基督教是洋教、洋鬼子的教。
When I accepted Christ, I believed the Christianity was a foreign religion.
他不只是把基督教当作是外国传来的宗教，而且他更深层的理由是认为基督教与我们的传统文化、宗教习俗等等的不合。
Not just that, they think Christianity.Cannot coexist with the culture, religion, and social custom of the country.
那其实在这个里头，我们可以看到呢，我们对于基督教存在着许多的误解跟误传。
From here, we can see lots of misunderstandings and incorrect teachings.
那比方说呢，基督徒不孝。
For example, Christians.Do not show honor to their parents.
比方说基督徒啊，基督教啊，唯我独尊，这个排斥其他宗教。
For example, Christianity says it is better than other religions.
那么再来，他们认为信了耶稣之后有绑手绑脚，有太多的限制，不可做这个，不可做那个。
Another is after believing Christ, there are too many constraints in life. Do not do this, do not do that.
我曾经碰到人啊，我跟他传福音啊，结果他最后他不相信，他说为什么呢？因为啊，你们基督徒啊，不抽烟，不赌博，不就是什么一大堆的，就限制太多了。
There was a time when I was preaching the gospel to a person. After that one, the person said, "You Christians don't smoke. You Christians don't gamble. How can we live like that?"
那我们怎么回答这种问题呢？
How can we answer these kind of questions?
你可以看到这个是什么？这是义和团呢。
On the slide, you will see what is the 义和团。
The Boxers Rebellion. Boxers Rebellion, 全匪之乱。Boxers.
Bastards.
Boxers. Yeah.OK, 所以呢，这个他们就是要驱赶，要杀死外国人，包括洋教徒在内。
So the rebellion, the people was trying to kill all the foreign people.
啊，那主耶稣他怎么来强调这个事情？他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
What did Jesus say? He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
也就是说，他的恩典、他的真理是放诸四海而皆准的。
His truth.It is true all over the world, everywhere.
所以不是说只特定为哪个种族、哪个国家所这个预备的。
So, The truth is not just for a certain country or a certain group of people.
他来为了要拯救所有的人。
He came is to save everybody in the world.
他是为普天下人的罪而死。
It for the people in the whole world, in the whole universe.
他没有说我只为美国人罪而死。
He didn't say I die for the USA people.
那主耶稣他特别强调说，我是世界的光，凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
他是世界的光，要光照这个黑暗的世界。
He is the light of the world and would to shine on the dark world.
另外一个这个成见是什么呢？宗教都是劝善的。
Another preconceived idea is, says,All the religions ask for doing good.
许多人认为反正宗教的本质都是劝人为善，所以信什么都一样了。
So many people think all the religions are ask people to do good, so believe either one is fine.
其实啊，就算是从宗教层面上来讲，有许多邪教。
Actually, we see even talking about religion, there are many evil religions.
你可以看到美国的撒旦教。
We can see the Satanism in the USA.
你也看到日本的奥姆真理教。
And Aum Shinkaryo in Japan.
那么再过来中国的全能神教。
And the Almighty God in China.
也就是所谓的东方闪电呢。
They also said, it's also called the Eastern
Lightning.
Lightning.
这些都是很邪恶的宗教，碰都不能碰。
They are all evil religions. Do not even touch it.
而且你知道这个宗教英文啊 ，religion， 它的这个字源是拉丁文。拉丁文的意思是什么呢？回到捆绑中。
So the word religion came from the Latin word and means return to bondage.
所以如果我们所相信的是一个世界上的宗教，那其实就是让自己被这里面的那些的重重的这个规矩所缠绊。
So if we just believe a secular religion, that means we accept to be bound by all kinds of requirement rules.
所以我们来了解说，如果我们相信宗教都是劝人为善，那这个行善的动机是为了什么呢？为了得到功德或者是得到救赎啊？那存着这样的一个动机去行善，那就是自私的，是自利的，是以自我为中心的，怎么能够叫做善？
So the religion is the purpose of the religion is to ask people to do good, but the motive behind it is to gain merit for their actions. That means they have a selfish motive.
那所以主耶稣他特别告诉我们说，我们行善不能够救自己。
But the Lord Jesus said, doing good cannot save ourselves.
那我们行善是我们的本分。
It's our duty.
是神呼召我们去行的。
It is God who asked us to do it.
那第三个成见是什么呢？宗教乃是鸦片。
The third preconceived idea is, says, the religion is opium.
这是马克思所说的。
It's called Marx's statement.
因为他认为宗教呢，就是能够来减轻人们当前的痛苦，然后带给他们一个快乐的幻境 illusion， 然后呢，同时也削弱了他们的意志和力量。
He thinks that religions can relieve the pain of the people temporarily and can just bring a false illusion of happiness. But religion weakens people's will and power.
所以这是马克思，也就是共产主义的看法。
This is the viewpoint of Karl Marx or communist.
可是你要知道我们这些尝过主恩滋味的人就能够来明白圣经这段话是什么意思。
However, for us who have already tasted the grace of the Lord, we can understand what the meaning of this paragraph.
诗篇46篇1到3节。
In Psalm 46 verses 1 to 3,
我们大家一起来读好吗？
Well, let's read together.
来，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽喷空翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。所以感谢神，基督信仰是我们在患难中的避风港。
Thanks Lord, our belief of Christianity is the refuge shelter for us.
那但是同时也是我们的加油站。
It is also the fuel station for us.
那我们到那边歇了，然后呢，加油了，我们就重新出发。
So we can take a rest there and gain more fuels there, and then continue our marching.
那另外一个误解是什么呢？神是人类所造。
Another misunderstanding is says that God was created by human.
无神论者喜欢强调神是人类所制造出来的产物，这种想法既对也错。
Atheist says God is the product of human creation. This viewpoint is partially true or partially wrong.
对的是人类真的已经创造出许多神，可都是假神了。
When we say partially true, because human indeed has created many false gods.
那错的是他们不认那创造万有、统管宇宙的真神。
We see they are wrong because they don't know the true God who has created and governed the universe.
所以在诗篇的115篇就让我们看到这一些的假神、这些偶像啊，是什么都帮不了我们的。
The Psalm 115 says this kind of false gods cannot help us, cannot do anything.
我们可以用任何可能材料去造出这些假神。
We can make this false god with all kinds of materials.
我最近才看到说现在有一种叫环保神的。
I just heard of there is a god called God of Environment.
啊，
God of Recycle
God 又是什么呢？是拿那些回收之后的东西造出来的神呢、啊、
God was made with the recycled material.
啊，所以你看一下这个。那圣经说这些神呢、啊、有口不能说话。
The Bible says this kind of idols, gods cannot speak even with a mouth.
他们有耳朵却不能听。
They cannot hear even with ears.
圣经说造他要和他一样。
The Bible says, those who created them will be like them.
然后靠他们更是如此。
And those who rely on them are also like this.
所以我们的神很清楚地宣告，除我以外，你不可有别神。
Our God says clearly, except me, there is no other God.
你不可以去拜那些偶像。
You cannot worship other gods.
你不可去造那些偶像。
You cannot make other gods.
另外一个这个成见是我曾受过伤害。
Another preconceived idea says, I have been hurt.
不少人曾经在教会里受过伤害。
Many people have been hurt in the church.
所以他们不再参加教会的聚会活动，然后呢，甚至于表明他不再信主。
So they don't come to the church for any kind of activities that show that they don't believe God anymore.
那他们可能是因为别人说的话、做的事，觉得心里不舒服，受伤了。
So they got hurt or felt uncomfortable because the words from others or the things done by others.
也许是在意见的相左或争执当中居于下风，他们就觉得自己自尊受损、情感受伤。
Or it is between an argument and the other person overpowered him or her, so he was hurt in spirit or in, yes, emotionally.
结果他们就认为教会是他们的伤心地，所以干脆不来了。
So they think church is the sad place to go, so they don't come.
我们看到旧约里面有一个先知叫以利亚，他碰过这样的事情。
So we know the prophet Elijah, he had encountered such kind of things.
那么他因为对付了以色列所侍奉的那450个假先知，他自以为自己做了一件了不起的大事。
He has fought against 450 false prophets of Baal, but he thought he has done great things for God.
结果以色列王亚哈王后耶洗别下令追杀他。
But then after that one, the king of Israel Ahab and his wife Jezebel ordered to capture him and kill him.
所以他就跟神抱怨了，他跟神抱怨说，神啊。我做了这么多伟大的事情，为你做了这么多的牺牲，你还让我碰到这个事情，你干脆把我杀了吧。
See, he complained to God, said, I have done such great things, but they are trying to kill me. Now, you just take my life.
我们的神怎么对付他？
So how did God do to him?
你知道他躲在一棵罗藤树下等死啊。
He sat, below the broom bush and prayed for his death.
那这个以利亚正在等死的时候，神派天使去给他送吃的送喝的。
But while he was sitting there, God sent angels to give him food and water.
等到他有足够力量的时候，叫他起来走路。
When he had sufficient energy and asked him to stand up and walk.
上了神的山何烈山。
And went up to God's mountain, the Mount, Horeb.
让他经历了什么呢？烈风大作啊，这个崩山碎石啊。
So, Elijah experienced great and powerful wind and earthquakes there.
然后神在火中以轻微的声音来教导他功课。
Then God taught him in the, after the fire with a gentle whisper.
然后我们看到他怎么样？他振奋起来，继续服侍主。
After that one, he raised up, raised his spirit and continued serving God.
所以有些时候我们会被一些这个成见所影响。
So many times we may be affected by the preconceived ideas.
心里没有容下主耶稣的地方。
So we don't have a room for a Lord in our heart.
但有些时候是因为我们心里面已经有别的追求，就不再容下主耶稣了。
Or we have other, pursuits in our heart, so we don't want Christ.
你看心有别的追求了哈。追求什么？一个是有形的。
So one type is called a tangible pursuits.
比方说财富。
For example, wealth.
啊，这个有谁不喜欢钱的？
Is anybody who doesn't love money?
勇敢的举手。
Raise your hands if you are brave.
其实有钱是好事嘛，对不对？
Yeah, having money is a good thing.
啊，所以大家喜欢有钱。
So we all want to have more money.
可是主耶稣他就警告我们。
But Lord Jesus warned us.
他说不要为自己积攒财宝在天上。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.
为什么？因为地上啊，有这个虫子咬能锈坏呀。
Where moths and venom vermin destroy.
你看，这是一个佛山的老太太，她藏起来40万的现钞，然后被白蚁蛀掉了6万。
So there was a old lady buried. $60,000 underground and $6,000 was eaten by the ants.
啊，你看看，这真的是地上的这些虫会来把它给吃掉。
So truly, moths and worms can come up and eat your money.
所以主耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
So the Lord said, a person cannot serve two masters.
你不能够又侍奉神。真神又侍奉这个马门，也就是金钱。
You cannot serve the true God and also serve the money.
我们常常忘了一件事情，我们应该做金钱的主宰，可是我们常常反过来做金钱的奴仆。
We always know we want to be the master of money, but often we are the slave of money.
那另外一个我们要来追求的有形的东西是什么呢？是这个权位。
Another tangible thing we pursue is power or authority.
大家都喜欢有权力，甚至于能够使唤或支配别人。
So we all want authority to empower others.
那圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，我们的主呢，他叫有权柄的施位，叫卑贱的升高。
The Bible says, our Lord has brought down the rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble.
对基督徒而言，如果我们掌有权力，我们是用它来帮助别人，用它来服侍别人，而不是高居在别人之上的。
So for Christians, when we have authority, we should use it to serve others, not to empower others.
那么我们再看到另外一个我们追求的东西是什么？是奢华。
The next one is to luxury things.
哎呀，我们都喜欢过很舒服的日子，没有错。
We all want to have a life of comfortable and easiness.
豪宅
big houses.
最好有一个岛就是我的。
Best we have an island is mine.
哎呀，在上面我可以极其享受啊。
I can enjoy life there.
有一年呢，我被邀请到 Virginia 一个岛叫做 Tanger Island 去讲道。那个岛不大，哎呀，那上面很多基督徒啊，就是这个岛的这一块就是我的，这个盖很大的房子。
So, there was a time I was invited to preach on the island in Virginia. There were many Christians on the island, and part of the island belonged to them.
哎呀，所以他们的房子住的真的很好啊。
So they all lived in very good houses.
但是问题是，我们也不能够反过来。就是心中就只有这些东西。
But we cannot just treat those the only things, but in our heart.
我们都知道财主跟拉撒路的这个故事。
We all know the story of the wealth person and Lazarus.
圣经告诉我们说，他天天奢华宴乐。
The Bible says the rich man was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day.
他没有想到永恒。
But he didn't prepare for the eternal life.
他只想现在活得快乐，舒服。
He only lived temporarily at that time.
结果死后下地狱痛苦。
But after his death, he went to hell and suffered a lot.
那我们另外的一个心中已经在追求的东西是无形的。
Another type of material that we seek are intangible.
名声。
Reputation.
主耶稣在登山宝训中多次斥责法利赛人。
In the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus scored the Pharisees a lot.
因为他们喜欢装模作样引人注意。
Because the Pharisees were play acting.
那他们无论是祷告啊、禁食啊、行善，都是要让别人看见，得人们称赞的。
When they pray, when they fast, or they do good things, they would like others to see their act.
我读高中的时候，有一次代表学校呢，把一笔捐款送到这个报社去，然后送到时候我转身就走，但他们说：“哎，等一下回来，我们要照相。”
When I was in high school, I was asked to send a sum of donation to the news agency. Then I was going to leave, but I was asked, come back, we need to have a picture taken.
啊，然后他们就叫我拿着那个支票啊，然后就这样。
So they asked me to hold the check and to prepare for the picture.
哎呀，这个是要让别人知道的。
So they would like others to know about this thing.
所以很多人他心里所想的就是要最好有个星光大道，上面有我的名字。
So many people would like to see their names on the road on the stars.
啊，这个the walk of fame, right? 这个星光大道。另外一个就是学问。
Another one is knowledge.
那所罗门王他讲了一段话很有意思。
King Solomon said a paragraph.
他怎么说呢？著书多没有穷尽，读书多身体疲倦。
He said, of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body.
我以前就是像这个样子。
I was a person like this.
我女儿甚至于就把我叫做书呆子。
So, my daughter even called me bookworms.
还好神赶快让我醒过来。
But, thanks God, he wake me up.
那再过来另外一事情，我们可能在心中占了很大比重，就是爱情。
Another thing occupies a lot in your heart is love.
爱情可以带给人很大的喜悦。
Love can bring us lots of joy in your heart.
可是也可以带给人极极极大的痛苦。
Okay, but it can also bring us great suffering.
所以你看雅各书里面说啊，我因思爱成病。
So the Bible says, I am faint with love.
那正因为爱情有这么大的这样一个力量，如果我们没有把它放在一个正确的原则下来追求，它就会反过来驾驭我们，甚至于是伤害我们。
So the love have great power over us. So if we don't take care of it in the correct way, it can come back to overpower us.
更明显的事实是以情欲为导向的爱情太容易衰退变质。
So especially if we think the lustful desire is the part of the love, then our love will decay and change or deteriorate very quickly.
所以感谢神，神借着使徒保罗来教导我们爱的真谛。
Thanks God who used Apostle Paul toTeach us the truth of love.
那我们现在来想想一个问题。
Now let's think about a question.
我们的心是不是会像当初伯利恒那些客店一样，里头没有容得下主耶稣的地方？
In our heart, do we have a room in it just like the inns in Bethlehem at that time?
我们是不是会寻找各样的借口，思想各样的理由，就是不让主耶稣进入我们的心中？
Do we look for all kinds of excuses or think about all kinds of reasons to prevent Lord Jesus entering into our hearts?
是不是我们不愿意让主耶稣在我们心中掌权作王？
Do you want the Lord Jesus to come to power in our hearts?
十二月是圣诞季，
December is the Christmas month.
求主帮助我们在这个月份特别来重新整理我们跟主耶稣的关系。
May the Lord come into our hearts and prepare our hearts to rearrange our hearts, the relationship between us and the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.